page 111. Then she showed Megan her page of calculations. At first, Megan buried her head under a pillow, but then she poked her head out like a turtle and started to listen for real. "That sounds like a pretty good plan," she said. "But is it really going to work?" Jessie looked at her calculations. She'd done them twice. "It should," she said. "I really think it should." She frowned, suddenly not so sure of herself. "It's a big upfront investment and a lot of work organizing everybody. But once they're set up, we should just be able to sit back and watch the money roll in. The key is spreading everybody out so there'll be plenty of customers. We'll need at least 10 girls. 15 would be better." "That's the whole fourth grade class," said Megan, looking doubtful. "How are we gonna get them to do this?" "Well, you could phone them all up," said Jessie. She handed Megan the school directory, open to the third grade page. "Me?" said Megan. "Why me?" "Because they know you," said Jessie. "They know you too." "Yeah, but they like you." Megan shook her head. "Not all these girls are my friends." "Even the ones that aren't your friends, they still like you. Everybody likes you, Megan." Megan looked embarrassed. "Oh, everybody likes you too," she said. "No, they don't," said Jessie. "They really don't." There was an uncomfortable silence between the two girls. Then Jessie shrugged her shoulders and said, "I don't know why those girls in my class last year didn't like me. I'm hoping this year will be better." Megan tapped her fingers on her knees. "You're nervous, huh?" "About fourth grade?" she asked. Jessie thought hard. "I'm worried that I won't make any new friends," she said. "You know that all the kids will think I'm just some puny second grader and that..." She took a deep breath. "I don't belong." Megan looked up at the ceiling for a minute. "Do you have an index card?" she asked. "Huh?" "I need an index card," said Megan. "Do you have one?" Jessie went to the kitchen desk and got an index card. She handed it to Megan. Megan started to write something on the card. "What are you doing?" asked Jessie. "I'm writing a comment card," said Megan. "That's something you're going to miss from third grade. We did it every Friday. We each got assigned a person, and you had to write something positive about that person on an index card. Then it got read out loud." She folded up the card and handed it to Jessie. Jessie unfolded the card and read what Megan had written. "You're a really nice person, and you have good ideas all the time. You're fun to be with, and I'm glad you're my friend." Jessie stared at the index card. She kept reading the words over and over. "Thanks," she whispered. "You can keep it," said Megan. "That's what I did. I've got all my comment cards in a basket on my desk. And whenever I'm feeling sad or kind of down on myself, I read through them. They really help me feel better." Jessie folded the index card and put it in her lockbox. She was going to save it forever. It was like having a magic charm. "So how about I make half the phone calls and you make the other half," said Jessie. "Okay," said Megan, jumping up from the couch. It was surprising how many almost fourth grade girls had absolutely nothing to do 3 days before school started. In less than an hour, Jessie and Megan had 13 lemonade franchises signed up for the day. The rest of the day was work, but it was fun. Jessie and Megan attached the old baby carrier to Megan's bike, then rode to the grocery store and spent every penny of their earnings on lemonade mix. 52 cans. They actually bought out the store. The four bags of cans filled the carrier like a boxy baby. They also bought 5 packages of paper cups. When they got back to Megan's house, Jesse tucked the receipt in her lockbox right next to her comment card. Jesse liked receipts. They were precise and complete. A receipt always told the whole story, right down to the very last penny. Salisbury Farms, your neighborhood grocery store. 232 Central Avenue, 9-1-07, 11:42 a.m. Store 23, transaction 246. Workstation system 5002, cashier KD68VW, cashier's name James, stock unit ID SIA James, phone number 800-555-1275, taste right lemonade, 52 at $1.25 for $65. Pixie paper cups, 5 at $2.85 is $14.25. Subtotal, $79.25. Tax, 75 cents. Total, $80. Cash, $80. Change due, cash, $0. Number of items sold, 57. Get all your back-to-school supplies at Salisbury Farms. Happy Labor Day! Then they tossed construction paper and art supplies into the carrier and started making the rounds. First stop, Sally Knight's house. She was ready for them with a table, chair, and empty pitcher all set up. Jesse mixed the lemonade. Megan quickly made a lemonade for sale, 75 cents a cup sign, and they left Sally to her business. The deal was that Sally got to keep 1/3 of the profits, and Jesse and Megan got to keep the rest. After they'd set up all 13 lemonade stands, each with enough mix to make 4 pitchers of lemonade, Jesse and Megan hung out at Megan's house, baking brownies and watching TV. Then they hopped on their bikes again and made the rounds. Jesse and Megan stopped in front of Sally's house first. The lemonade stand was nowhere to be seen. "What do you think is going on?" asked Megan. Jesse had a bad feeling in her stomach. Something must have gone wrong. They rang the doorbell. Sally came to the door. "Hurry," she said, grabbing their arms and pulling them inside. "My mom goes totally mental when the AC is on and the door is open." "Where's your stand?" asked Jesse nervously, feeling goosebumps ripple up her arms because of the suddenly cool air. Sally waved her hand. "Done," she said. "I sold out in like half an hour. It's so darn hot. We made $24 besides tips. Do I get to keep the tips?" "Sure," said Jesse. "Tips? She'd forgotten about those on her calculations page." Sally handed Jesse some crumpled bills and an avalanche of coins. $8 for Jesse and Megan, each. "You want to stay and have some ice cream?" Sally asked. "Okay," said Megan. "And we brought you a thank you brownie, you know, for being part of our team." That had been bright idea number 9. After a bowl of the moose is loose ice cream, Jesse and Megan headed out. The story was the same at every girl's house. The lemonade had sold out quickly, and the money just kept rolling in. "I can't believe we made... How much did we make?" squealed Megan once they got back to her house. $104 each. "Each!" shouted Jesse. She couldn't stop hopping from one foot to the other. "I've never seen so much money in my life." Jessie was already running numbers in her head. Subtracting the $80 that she and Megan had spent on lemonade and cups, each girl had made a profit of $64. If they increased the number of franchises from 13 to 26, they could each make $128 in one day. If they ran the 26 franchises every day for 1 week, they could each make $896. Jessie pulled out a piece of paper and scribbled a graph. The sky was the limit. Megan pretended to faint when Jessie showed her the graph. "What are you going to do with all your money?" she asked from the floor. "Win the war," thought Jessie. Oops. She couldn't say that to Megan. Megan didn't even know about the lemonade war. After all, Megan liked Evan. Jessie suddenly wondered, if Megan knew about the war, whose side would she be on? All at once, Jessie felt as if Evan were a hawk, circling above, waiting to swoop down and snatch Megan away. Oh, she was so mad at him. He deserved to lose everything. Is $104 enough to win? Wondered Jessie. Surely Evan couldn't have earned more than that. Still, better safe than sorry. She would work all day tomorrow, Sunday, selling lemonade. So, said Megan, what are you going to do with the money? She was kicking off her sneakers and fanning herself with a magazine. Jessie said, I'm going to donate all my money to the Animal Rescue League. Megan stopped waving the magazine. Oh, that is so nice of you. I want to donate my money too. She dropped the magazine and started shoving her money toward Jessie. Here, give mine to the Animal Rescue League too. On the card, just put both our names. The money came at her so fast, Jessie didn't know what to say. There it was, $208. $208! All in her hands. She had won. She had really and truly won the lemonade war. Just promise me one thing, said Megan. No lemonade stand tomorrow. Okay. Okay, said Jessie. She didn't need a lemonade stand on Sunday if she had $208 today. My dad said tomorrow's the last day before the heat breaks, said Megan. So we're going to the beach for the whole day. Want to come? Sure, said Jessie. Maybe Evan wants to come too, said Megan. Jessie shook her head. No, Evan's busy all day tomorrow. He told me he's got plans. Megan shrugged. Too bad for him. Yep, said Jessie, thinking of all that money. Too bad for him.